Good morning. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News. Fond du Lac County Sheriff's officials say the remains of Bobby Joe Fritz were not found during the execution of a search warrant at a Campbellsport home where he was living when he disappeared 43 years ago. The scene has been turned back over to the current property owner, who has no connection to the Fritz family. Investigators did recover new potential evidence that will undergo further examination. The initial search of the basement at Bobby Joe's former home uncovered potential evidence, prompting a full-scale excavation involving sheriff's office detectives, DCI agents, crime scene analysts, crime lab personnel, and a forensic anthropologist. In total, investigators removed and processed about 500 5-gallon buckets full of dirt by hand from the basement. This equated to a total weight of about 30,000 pounds of soil that was sifted by hand, searched, and items of interest collected for processing. Additional items of potential evidentiary value were recovered and collected. All evidence seized during the search will be submitted to specialized laboratories for detailed analysis. This process can take several months and sometimes over a year. An 11-year-old North Fond du Lac girl is dead after a minivan crashed in the town of Eden. Around 3:09 p.m. Wednesday, the Fond du Lac County Communications Center learned of a single car crash on County Highway V near Lime Road. The Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office, along with Eden Fire Department and Eden First Responders, were at the scene. Four people were in the minivan. A 29-year-old Fond du Lac man drove it. He was taken from the scene by ambulance to SSM St. Agnes Hospital for minor injuries. The 11-year-old North Fond du Lac girl was flown by Theta Star Air Medical Helicopter to Children's Hospital, Wisconsin in Milwaukee. Shortly after arriving, she was pronounced dead. An 8-year-old Fond du Lac boy and 15-year-old Campbellsport girl also suffered minor injuries. They were treated at SSM St. Agnes Hospital. No names are being released at this time. A motorcyclist died after they collided head-on into a FedEx delivery truck in Shawano County. Crews responded to the crash at 9:22 a.m. Wednesday on Hillcrest Lane in the town of Westcott. Initial reports indicated the driver of the motorcycle was not wearing a helmet and had possible head injuries. Multiple deputies responded to the scene along with fire and EMS units. When they arrived, they provided medical attention. Unfortunately, the driver of the motorcycle, a 39-year-old man from the Shawano area, was pronounced deceased at the scene. The driver of the FedEx truck was identified as a 25-year-old man from the Green Bay area. Deputies say the FedEx truck was going north on Hillcrest Lane and the motorcycle was traveling south. The motorcycle crossed into the northbound lane and struck the FedEx truck head-on. The FedEx truck came to a stop in the northbound lane and the motorcycle came to rest in the east ditch line. The investigation remains ongoing. Oshkosh police arrested a 28-year-old Oshkosh man Tuesday night for setting fire to his vehicle and damaging a neighboring home. It happened in the 600 block of Frederick Street about 8:19 p.m. Upon arrival, they located the suspect, who admitted to setting the vehicle on fire and damaging some windows inside his residence. The vehicle's fire spread to a neighboring home, causing damage to the siding. No injuries were reported. The man was taken into custody for arson to a building and criminal damage to property. The Ripon School Board this week continued preparations for creating an operational referendum for the November ballot. Bob Nelson reports for Civic Media News.
District Superintendent Ron Rivard gave the board information about the results of a community survey. Rivard says the majority of 260 people who took the survey said they're likely to support a tax-neutral operational referendum.
Over 85% were either definitely in support or likely in support of a tax-neutral referendum. So
the Ripon School Board next month will consider approving resolutions for a referendum that, if approved by voters, would allow the school district budget to exceed its revenue limit for 6 years for non-recurring purposes. I'm Pop Nelson for Civic Media News.
Montello firefighters responded to a structure fire at Rivers Bend Resort on Fox Lane in Marquette County's town of Montello Tuesday afternoon. Sheriff's officials say multiple first responders were dispatched to the scene. When they arrived, they encountered heavy smoke and flames coming from the building. According to the Montello Fire Department, they initiated an interior attack on the blaze, But after a heavy fire in the ceiling and roof area caused a partial collapse, personnel were evacuated and firefighting efforts moved to the exterior of the building. Seven different fire departments responded, along with the Marquette County EMS, the Sheriff's Office, and drone team. The building was a total loss. The Sheriff's Office and the Montello Fire Department are investigating the cause. The property owners have been cooperating with investigators. And today is day four of EAA Air Venture at Whitman Regional Airport in Oshkosh. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News.